Last year, two filmmakers decided to profile a group of men from the Arkansas National Guard who were called to active duty in Iraq for 18 months. Here are some of the voices of those soldiers just before they were deployed to Iraq in the spring of 2003.
It's an opportunity to me, you know. We can go over there and get the job done, and I think it'll be fun.
I've hardly been out of Arkansas, more or less out of country, so I really don't know what to look forward to.
I think it's harder for the people back here than it is for us.
Man, it's sick, man. I don't want to go to Iraq, man. You ain't did nothing to me, man.
Filmmakers Craig and Brent Renaud, who are from Arkansas, followed the National Guardsmen where they were stationed in Taji, 20 miles north of Baghdad. They also traced the impact that their deployment and the war is having on the Guardsmen's families back home. The result is a documentary series called Off to War that will be broadcast November 9th on the Discovery Times channel. Brent and Craig Renaud join us now from New York City, which is where Brent Renaud is. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Craig Renaud is at the studios of our station KUAR in Little Rock. Thank you very much for being with us, Craig Renaud.
Thank you.
And he's joined by Sergeant David Short, who's back home for a two-week leave. Sergeant Short, thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you.
Let me start with the Renaud brothers. What did you hope to do and portray that maybe the daily news coverage of U.S. troops in Iraq is not or cannot do?
Yeah, this is Brent in New York. We grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, and when we heard that the Arkansas National Guard was going to get deployed to Iraq, we knew this would affect a lot of people that we grew up with, and I thought it would give a real unique perspective, not only on the war, but what it's like to be a soldier and what the families go through during a deployment like this.
Sergeant Short, let's turn to you if we could. I understand you're a police officer in civilian life.
Yes, I've been a police officer for 15 years.
What was your reaction when you knew you were going to get deployed to Iraq?
My initial reaction was that I was finally going to get to do something that I had trained. I've been in the military for almost 21 years now, and I've never been on active duty.
In what ways did your training prepare you, and what things could your training just not prepare you for?
Well, when we went to Fort Hood and we started our training, the focus was stability and security, because the assumption was the country has been taken, Saddam is out of power, and now it's just a rebuilding process and, you know, providing security so all this rebuilding could take place. And so there wasn't a lot of emphasis placed on the combat mission. It was the security and stability, mm-hmm. of which we found out when we got there was not the way that it was.
Craig Renaud, you were with some guardsmen when they came under attack. Could you recreate for us what happened?
Yeah, we were on a night patrol mission with the unit that Sergeant Short's a part of in a town called Hussaneya. Every other night that we had been out that week, something had happened. And we stopped on the way back to Camp Cook at a control base Thunder, which is the Iraqi National Guard base. Now that the handover has taken place, they go out on all their missions with Iraqi National Guard. We went down a road called Rashidiya Road, and about 5 minutes going down that road, an RPG fired from the side of the road.
There's a rocket-propelled grenade.
That's one of our vehicles in the road.
Is that one of our vehicles in the road?
Yeah. And the ambush started then and lasted about 20 minutes in the middle of the road.
Roger, we've been ambushed. Break. Watch my back. I'm getting out.
It's amazing to hear, you know, these guys talk about all the things they were going to do. And just go in there charging, and we're going to save the world. And it was amazing to see the changes of people when they're faced with death for the first times in their life. Some of the people that you would expect who just fold up under the pressure are the ones that rise to the top, and then the other ones that had talked so much talk are the ones that cower down and say, I can't handle this. The problem is we don't have time to focus on that, because our day-to-day issues are self-preservation. And you know, especially my unit, we go out every day, and we've been in many combat situations, and, you know, we've all pulled together as a family, and we know that each one of us must depend on the other one, regardless of how we feel about the issue as a whole, and we break it down to our own individual levels, and we just take care of one another.
I think this is part of Sauter City, and not being able to read a single sign that's out here is also frustrating. We don't know one lick of Arabic. I don't know if they're advertising Taco Bell or if they're advertising kill all the Americans you can see. And I know we were told that 98% of the people are glad to see us here. I'm to the point right now where I think 98% of the people don't want us here.
That's Sergeant Short. He's in the back seat of a Humvee. There's four people in the Hummer, and I'm in the back right seat. He's in the back left seat. There's a gunner there, and there's a driver, and there's somebody in the front seat.
Sergeant Short?
Yes.
There's a scene in the film in which the Renault brothers show the inside of a prison in Taji for suspected Iraqi insurgents. Why don't we play that clip right now?
That's our makeshift urinal, if you will. And back in here is the shower stall, if that's what you want to call it. I wouldn't put my dog or a horse in a pen like this. I just hope and pray that they don't get released and a couple of days later they're lobbing mortars in on us again. It's got to be tough for some of these younger guys, too. I mean, I know they just want to beat the crap out of them or shoot them because these guys were killing our men.
Then they got untrained people guarding them. Ain't nobody here that's got no classes or no school on guarding prisoners.
Sergeant Short, it was my impression that the hardest part of any deployment, in a peculiar way, is not the physical hazard, although logically that is. It's the sense of estrangement from your family or the people you know and love in your former life, even for career military officers. Is any of that sense of anxiety dispelled these days with satellite phones, with email communications, with all the different ways in which people have of being in touch with each other?
It's amazing if you go from, you know, World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam era, even in Desert Storm, this war is unlike any other as far as communication, because I call my wife almost every single day. And now that I actually have internet access, I use my internet to actually make my phone calls. And it really makes it better for us, because I know if my wife can hear from me, even if I do get hurt, and I got hurt, you know, earlier this month, she can at least hear my voice and know that I'm okay, other than somebody else saying, oh, yeah, he was injured, but he's all right. And it's just nice, because a lot of these guys, they use their webcams, their instant messaging, email, talking on the telephone, and there's actually some free phones there. And it really helps me. You know, it gives me a feeling of maybe I'm not, you know, that far away. And, you know, that's something that nobody had. You think in World War II, you know, when they left for war, it was for the duration of. It's not a 12-month deployment. It's you'll be there until it's all said and done.
Yeah.
And a letter may have taken 3 months.
Craig and Brent Renaud, the third episode ends with a young guardsman calling home for Mother's Day. And you guys film both ends of the conversation.
It's 4 a.m. here in Iraq. I'm about to crawl up on the roof and call my mom and tell her Happy Mother's Day.
Hello?
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You thought I forgot, didn't you?
No, I knew you didn't forget.
So how was your Mother's Day?
It was good. I miss you.
I miss you too.
I love you, baby.
I love you too. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Suzanne Hertline is very emotional about her son, Matt, being in Iraq. She doesn't like to watch the news. She doesn't like to read the newspapers. He's right out of high school. She knows that he's been in a lot of dangerous situations. So every time he calls, he tries to assure her that he doesn't do anything. He doesn't leave the base. He just fills the sandbags and always tries to put a happy face on things. It's really important that we show not only both sides of the story, but both sides of the story exactly as they are happening.
Filmmakers Brent and Craig Renaud, thank you very much for being with us from New York and Little Rock.
Thank you very much.
And Sergeant Short, thank you for all of your time, and good luck when you return.
Thank you.
The series Off to War will be broadcast November 9th on the Discovery Times channel.